again, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Solovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor at AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Used Car Week, which begins November 15th at the Red Rock Resort in Las Vegas. Register now to secure your spot for PreOwnCon, AutoFinCon, RepoCon, the National Remarketing Conference, and new this year, Navicon, the National Auto Venture and Investors Conference. Early bird registration discounts are available through October 18th. See our complete agenda and register now at usedcarweek.biz. That's usedcarweek.biz. And this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast continues our special series focused on collections and technology with our special guest, Abhishek Goyal, the founder and chief data scientist and CEO at Dasik. And if you've missed our first episode in the series where we delved into the theme of old school collections and why new technology is impacting collections, simply just go to our website again at autoremarketing.com and go to our podcast library to see the first in this installment. But Abhishek, again, thank you again for being a part of this series. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Nick. Thank you for working with me on this series. Really appreciate it.
Well, this episode, we continue the conversation about collections, Abhishek, and in our in the first episode in the series, you referenced artificial intelligence and AI, how it can be optimize collections significantly, but it's such a term that is so often used, but Let's begin with a bit of a refresher about what artificial intelligence is, its potential place in auto finance and collections. Just kind of give us a baseline of where what this technology is and how it can be beneficial.
Absolutely. So I see artificial intelligence as a better way of doing segmentations, as a better way of understanding your consumer behavior, right? And also a good way to figure out how to engage and influence the consumers. See, today also, as collectors, we are engaging and influencing the customers and in the through emails, through text message, through phone calls. Like, that's the reason the common saying in collection is increase your RPC rate, right party contact rate, and your collections will go up, right? That has been the conventional wisdom. And when the right party contact happens, it's essentially your agent, the collection agent, that has the script, that has that experience to really engage that consumer, that delinquent account or the debt account, and then there's a payment that gets made. The AI can be used successfully to mirror the characteristics of your best agents. And not just in one channel, but in multi-channel, it's across all your digital channels. And that's the value of AI. That's the value AI can bring, right? Being able to have a connected omni-channel technology that is engaging your consumers in a way that your best collectors can engage.
Well, that's an exciting prospect and a great foundation, Abhishek. And in light of what you just shared, what does a finance company need to do to unlock what AI could potentially do for collections in particular?
That's a great question, Nick. And I see that there are two ways to do it, right? One is being able to set up your internal teams, where you have multiple experts, right? You have to have somebody who has done a lot of AI algorithms with the relevance of collections, as well as having the data set up and a commitment that, okay, I'm going to test this out, build this out, test this out for 12 months before I start seeing the perfect results, right? And that's the second aspect of it is the second choice that one has is to go out and work with vendor who has that expertise and bring it in-house, right? Or work with them to bring their AI algorithms and implement them, which is a proven way, less risky way, maybe sometimes a little bit more expensive way compared to just having an in-house team. It just depends on the volume that you have and what you're doing. But the most important part is that SME knowledge. And the second important part is willingness to test and go deeper. See, as with any other tool, it's just not that you will plug it and it will give you results, right? It has to be methodically developed. And these methodologies and this development processes exist today, right? But how do we do it for collections to get the best results is where the challenge comes in. You really need an SME who has done this again and again, who understands the intricacies of the processes, right? How do you really do data harvesting or really create a big, large data set that allows you to understand the customer contact preferences, customer risk, right? And these really play a big role into collection AI space, right? Because if the risk measurement is wrong, you will most likely miss out on payments. One will most likely go more into deeper delinquency and have losses, right? More losses versus seeing the impact of collection, seeing the impact of AI, I mean. And then the second part of that is like, you also need to connect the AI into all your channels, because if you have differentiated treatments and differentiated messaging across multiple channels, then also it hurts because AI would not be able to connect and engage consumer across all channels. Because the reality today is that we have to nudge people on multiple channels. We cannot just expect that these people are just phone call or just text message. People engage in multiple channels. Some people, all of us have got a little bit of a preference, but doesn't mean that the other channels can be completely ignored, right? And there are certain other behaviors that we reflect as we start engaging across channel. And that's where the AI comes in and brings you the results. So essentially the SME knowledge of doing this work is extremely important to create the best results.
Again, the voice you're hearing is our special guest for this episode of the Otter Remarketing Podcast, Abhishek Goyal, the founder, chief data scientist, and CEO at Dasik. And the next installment of our special series of podcasts focused on collections and technology. And this particular episode, we're delving into the world of AI and artificial intelligence. And Abhishek, as you referenced a bit already, but again, how much training and support do collections departments need to leverage AI-driven tools, not just have a solution loaded up onto their workstation and turned loose? How much cultivation is needed in the collections department?
That's a great question, Nick. And it's a very relevant question in today's industry. So I think the good part of implementing an AI is that you can implement AI without impacting the workforce, without impacting the collection agent, right? So it reduces your training time and cultivating the agent and changing their mindset. Because what AI has to do is connect with all your digital channels and make them more effective, right? If we are using the AI just to nurture the phone channels, that is only limited results, right? Because as we discussed in the previous podcast, consumer behavior has shifting significantly in the last 18 months, right? So we have to take AI into consideration along with all the digital channels, the social media channels. How do we engage and bring all of that together? So we are not talking about retraining the collection agents, but we are definitely talking about bringing the SME knowledge and bringing and setting up all these systems that can interact with the digital network. And then you have one or two specialists that are really managing this on a day-to-day basis. So there are one or two, like you would need to have a team of AI data scientists that would probably a 2 to 3 people AI data science team that is dedicated into collection AI. Then probably a couple of technologists who are really integrating all these channels. We talk about email, text, phone, all these things.
Closing moments here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast with Abhishek Goyal, the founder, chief data scientist, and CEO at DASIC, as we continue our podcast series on the connections of technology and the collections department and how it can impact finance companies. And with this particular episode, Abhishek, we've discussed the intricacies of AI. Now, perhaps maybe the most difficult question to answer, and the most intriguing, perhaps, too. What do you see as the future of AI and collections? Our worlds have changed so much in the past year. What do you see going forward?
At the end of the day, all technology is there to support humans, right? We made better, faster, cheaper cars, driverless cars going to moon is because we as humans want to go to the next level, right? So I see AI to be more prevalent and more customized and more personalized to the use of that. Like if you think about marketing analytics, risk analytics, credit, even for collections, what we would see is that we will create bigger and bigger and better use cases so that we can leverage technology, we can leverage AI to improve the cause of collections, right? The collection would be there. We would be, as humans, will continue to lend money and will continue to collect money, right? That's not a thing that will go away anytime soon. How do we approach collection and how do we connect with humans? And how do we bring AI technology into it is something that will continue to evolve. So just to give a quick example, like 18 months ago when we were thinking about digital, it was an optional thing. 18 months later, it's not an optional thing anymore. And after 1 year, what I'm seeing is that, see, with the new compliance rule coming in, everybody's going to start texting and emailing and sending messages, right? How would a human separate, like if you have 10 lenders that are reaching out to a delinquent account, how would he make a choice which one he wants to engage with? So the quality of the message, the empathy, the nurturing would become extremely important than what it is today. So the quality of that messaging and the quality of that AI to really target, to understand that consumer and being able to send that right messaging to him has got tremendous value compared to what it has today. Because everybody would be texting, and we are already seeing that, right? With texting, I probably get 10 extra rogue text messages every day than I used to get 1 year back now, right? Because marketing companies and everybody else is catching up to texting.
Right. Well said. It's amazing how what used to be optional now is necessary indeed. Again, that's Abhishek Goyal, the founder and chief data scientist and CEO at DASIC. Abhishek, thank you again for sharing your expertise and perspectives as we continue our series on collections and technology. Thank you again.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. And please share your feedback. You can definitely find my email ID as part of the signature.
Indeed. And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, simply just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. Four fellow hosts, Bill Zedite and Joe Overby, as well as our executive producer, Matt Rice. I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.